Shalom Aleichem and Biyah 15:6-13. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Nun Heish, Sanhedrin 55b, pagination is 110. We'll start at the very end of the daf, one line up, Masnisin, the Mishnah, regarding Megadef, which is a person who curses Hashem. So the concept of cursing Hashem seems to be a very, very interesting type of person, that he actually recognizes the greatness of Hashem and that Hashem is the force by which things are blessed and cursed. And he chooses to curse Hashem by the name of Hashem. And this plays into a basic theme that we have by capital punishment, that these are not cases of an innocent mistake. This is not a person who Nebuch didn't understand the ramification of his actions. These are cases of quite intentional, purposeful deeds done by people in apparently good sound of mind and body, and they're done quite intentionally. The expression, afal pikein, even though you're witnessing it, even though you're warning me, even though I know the ramifications of it, even so, I'm going to do it. Let's see how the Mishnah presents it. Hamigadef, a person who curses Hashem, Eino Chayev, is not in violation of the capital offense, Ad Sheyefaresh Hashem, unless he actually says the name of Hashem. Says Rashi, Im lo hotzi shem mipiv, if he did not say the name of Hashem, Ela shom Hashem yotze mipi acher, he heard someone else say the name of Hashem, O bircho, and cursed, Potter, he's going to be absolved of the capital offense. I want to make mention, and this is going to come up again in tomorrow's session of Mitzvah Hashem, that the way cursing Hashem is referred to typically, besides the word Megadef, which is our Mishnah, is the word which Rashi uses, Birchas Hashem, Bircho, which normally would mean blessing. But we have this concept that sometimes we talk in a hidden way, and instead of saying cursing Hashem, we talk about Bircho Es Hashem, he blessed Hashem, because we even mentioning the concept of cursing is inappropriate. It's not dignified. It's not proper. So we switch it. Sometimes referred to as Lashon Sagi Nahar, which refers to a blind person, but the wording that we use is a person who's flooded with light. And a person understands that we mean the opposite. In any case, person would have to say the name of Hashem. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said, Bechol yom, every day, donin eso eden bekinui, they would judge, working with the eden, with the witnesses, with a kinui, with a hint. Yake yosi es yosi, this, the word Yosi is a substitute for Yudke Vavke, the Yud then the Hey, the Vav then the Hey. And they would say, Yake, he should smite. Who should smite? Yosi should smite Yosi. And this was their way of avoiding saying something so offensive as they had their dialogue on this court case. Nigmar Adin, but when it came time to finish up the judgment, Lahorgan Bikinu, you can't give someone the death penalty if it was ambiguous in any way. It has to be really clear, and this was still kinui, this was hinting. Elamotzian kol adam lechutz, everybody was removed from the room. Shoalin is hagadol shebeinayim, and they asked the greater of the two witnesses. Ve'omer lo, and they said to him, Emor ma sheshamata beferish, say what you heard clearly. For who Omer, he would say, unfortunately, this terrible thing that the person said, he verbalized such a thing. Vahadayanim omdim al raglayim, the judges would stand up. Vikorin, they would tear their garments in mourning that they heard such a bad thing. Veloma achen, and they're not allowed to sew that tear up. Vahasheni omer, and the second person says, Afanikamo, I heard the same thing. He doesn't have to say it explicitly, because at this point it's already on the table. We know exactly what we're dealing with. Vashlishi omer, and if there's a third witness, Afanikamo, I also heard the same thing. And that is the pattern that was used. The word kinui describes it. It's an allusion to the word. They did not actually say yudke vavke during the court case until the very end. Other than that, they were using hints such as Yossi. Rashi explains why the word Yossi was used. It's a four-letter word, referring to the four-letter name of Hashem, but it's the concept of a kinui, an allusion to the name, and the word Yossi certainly is not the name. The Rambam in Avodas Kochavim, Beis Zayin, tells us that indeed the Megadef is only Chayev Skila if he's mefarish the Shem HaMeyuchad, the special name of Hashem, of Arba Osios, of the four letters, which is Aleph, Dalid, Nun, Yud, V'yivorech Oso, and he does this act of cursing B'Shem Min Hashemo She'inam Nemchakim, with one of Hashem's names that's considered sacred. Not just something that alludes to Hashem, but actually is the name of Hashem not allowed to be erased. V'yesh mi shemefarish, and there are those that learn, she'ena chayiv ela al shem yud, then the hey, then the vav, then the hey. Only on pronouncing that name of Hashem and doing this birchas Hashem, but otherwise it'd be patur. V'ani omer, and I say, the Rambam concludes, Shal Shneyem Uniskal, both of those would be a capital offense. The Ur Sameach discusses the ruling of the Rambam that both Shem Adnus, Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, and Yudke Vovke would both qualify, and he explains that the word Kinui is used in a variety of ways in this subject matter, and we need to clarify what it is that we're talking about. In our Mishnah, we use the word Yossi to be mechana the shame, to refer, to allude to the Shem Hashem, but we were purposely not saying Hashem's name, and the thing we were saying was not considered Hashem's name. Presumably, that's similar to what we say nowadays, the word Hashem, the name, totally not intending it to be a replacement for Hashem, but it's an allusion to it, keeping our distance. There are also kinuyim, like Chanun v'Rachum, descriptive words about Hashem, that he has mercy, and those are a more sacred example. I believe he used the word Kodesh. But Kodesh Kadoshim, the real name, is the Yudke Vavke, and the Shem Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is a recognized substitution for the Yud, then the He, then the Vav, then the He, what we commonly call Yudke Vavke. This is based on the words in the Gemara that Hashem says, Lo kisha'ani nichtav ani nikra, not the way it's written, shall it be read. And indeed we find that in the Beis HaMikdash, there was indeed usage of the name Yudke Vavke, but in the general population, that group of letters was pronounced with adnus, aleph, dalet, nun, yud. In fact, the name yud, then the hey, the vav, then the hey, is so off limits that we don't even say the letters consecutively. Instead, it's been accepted that we call it as if it's a yud kuf, vav kuf. You, in the way we present it, in order to avoid saying it, we take the hey and we lower the leg of the hey as if it's a kuf, and everybody understands we mean hey, but we say kuf. Yud, ka, vav, ka, and it's understood that we're referring to that four-letter Shem HaMeforash of Hashem's name. Again, the Rambam holds that both Yud Ke Vav Ke and the word Adnus, since Adnus is a substitution for Yud Ke Vav, it's a recognized way to say that word. It's almost like a creek sieve. The wording of the Gemara was Lokish ani nichtav ani nikra. Don't read it the way it's written, and therefore both of those names are considered qualifying on this subject matter of Birchas Hashem. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.